fabric. To start with, a polyester shroud as red as a tongue. I always want to fly when I'm dreaming, to leap and coast, to be made of wind, to be fearlessness made flesh. Come around again, fabric cradling my waking waist, me climbing and tumbling like the fool bursting through the membrane of the air. There's a little girl I guess I should bury, but I'd have to dig her up first. I didn't dream under anesthesia, but I woke up terrified anyway. Cold, clawing, aphasic, with fabric around my heart and pennies in my mouth. I must have dreamt, because I brought the flying back from the dream with me. I would always catch on clouds before. I would only drink water out of spite. The face, balanced on my wrong body, was a frightening moon. And then again, I brought the flying back with me. It could be that I'm just overjoyed to not have tits anymore, but really, it could have been anything. They put me to sleep, and when I burst through the membrane of the air with an oxygen monitor shrieking, everything was different, and I was so thirsty. My tongue was so dry. When I wrap myself in the fabric, the oxygen is everywhere. The wind is everywhere. There's a little girl I guess I should bury. I can still feel her when it's cold. I hate to summon her, but maybe if there's a fairy deal I could still make, if there could be some other kind of being alive, if it were safe to be thirsty. Little girl, come twirl with me. I'll catch you when you wake.